Welcome to the Rebirth Podcast Playoff Edition. As always, I'm Steve Gang, and I'm joined here with Dan Wood. How's it going, Dan?
I can't hear anything. Oh, that was so loud in my ears. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Sealed myself a first-round bye because of a blocked kick of Jason Sanders, whatever. He didn't make a kick, and then they didn't drive to get another kick, so I am sitting pretty as the only one with a 9-5 record.
Hair on your chin, yes. But you had a spot going in. You knew you were safe.
Yeah. I was not expecting my quarterback to score 1.84 points, so, and then be out for the rest of the season.
That bye is huge. I mean, there's no understating, like, getting out of that first round, you know, gets some dangerous 40-pointer or something is huge. So just one.
I mean, yeah, it just goes to show who we have been putting at the top of the rankings the last couple of weeks. Mike, he'll put up 160 one week, and he puts up 82 trying to get into the playoffs. Anything can happen. It's crazy.
It will be interesting to see. As a lot of people have noted, it's a super close league this year. There's a lot of parity. So I don't think there's any team that is far and away the best. I think it could be anybody's game. I mean, some people are peaking at the right time. Some aren't. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
But moving on from that to playoffs. Do you think that there is a heavy favorite going into the playoffs? Do you have somebody that you're saying, like, how would the Vegas odds do it? How does your special machine do it, or program, or whatever it is?
Let me see if the big eye in the sky spaghetti monster has anything to say about it. There's no team that I think is far and away the best, as I said. You know, the best record is Teddy. I think Teddy has a good team. I don't think it's an unbeatable team. I don't think anybody has one this year. So, I do think that with some of Mike's players, he does have the capacity to beat anyone on any day by a lot of points, and any one of them can carry that number. So I do think he has a puncher's chance in every fight, and I like him a lot. So those would be my two favorites, probably followed by Don, because I think Don's playing some pretty good fantasy. I mean, he had some bad losses over the last couple of weeks, but in general, his fantasy team's playing pretty well at the right time of year. So those would be my top favorites.
Top three? If you had to pick a top four, who would number four be?
Why, are you waiting for yourself?
Well, I have to be in top four because I'm guaranteed at least fourth place.
Yeah, you are, and you got a bye. There's somebody said for that, so you'd probably be four there, I think.
Nice.
So I think you're four. I'll take Silliman at five. I think Ass has always been a team we've talked highly of, and has never really played up to their potential, and record doesn't really reflect the team, kind of, you know, Tory style. So I'd put Silliman there at five, and just barely into the playoffs there. Sam, it's six.
Yeah, he had a lucky squeak into the playoffs, but I mean, there's a chance he can beat Mike in the first round. Justin Jefferson comes back and Nick Mullins is quarterback. Looks like he was actually throwing the ball, whereas Josh Dobbs would take it up and run, just doesn't really have a deep ball, so... But I have no idea what's going on with Jefferson. I don't know if you saw that he was taken to the hospital from the game because of a rib injury.
Have we heard any updates there at all?
He is fine. He's day to day. He traveled back with the team. He's out of the hospital, so he could play. They need him. I think they've very much taken a when you're ready to play, you play. But I would expect him this coming week against the Bengals.
I mean, really, with him, I mean, it might be a bit much, but with him, they would have had a chance to win this game. In week 14, I mean, Kyle Pitts finally getting some points there is encouraging. You know, Michael Pittman's having a huge year, kind of under the radar. You know, the rest of his team scored pretty well. Jared Goff, I guess, you know, that's another sort of, you know, sidestep, but he's always productive. You know, it's with Justin Jefferson, this team still can't beat anybody. Like I said, there's a lot of parity here, and not to say that because I ranked him six, he's got a bad team. He's in the playoffs. You know, he could beat anybody. So, you know, Justin Jefferson's ceiling is still there just with the quarterback, but he's still Justin Jefferson.
And between, just a fun stat, between Sam and Mike's teams, if nothing changes, week 15, 1/7 of the league's defenses will be on the two teams that are opposing each other.
Okay.
Six of 32.
Next-gen stats?
That's just to say they both are holding three defenses on their team.
I mean, hey, that's a strategy. Everyone knows you.
And
you
know, they're holding good, except Jacksonville. I guess they're all right. All right, so I think we're just kind of rambling, but it's just for Dom because he's too busy getting worked at World of Warcraft to join us. It's unfortunately, I don't think I can see, and correct me if I'm wrong, because the league matchups will be finalized tonight at 1 a.m. Well, my time, tomorrow at 4 a.m. for you. I'm just trying to get a good look at the matchups for week 15.
Yeah, it's hard to view the side by side, but
yeah. Cannot do.
Looking ahead, knowing that, you know, Justin Fields for Don is playing in Cleveland next week, you know, how are they going to do there? Dolphins are playing the Jets. How are they going to do there? You know, he's been relying on Mostert here in the last, month or two to really carry him through some big numbers. But, you know, last time they played the Jets, he put up 23. So, really, I'm just a moron. I'm probably wrong most of the time, and here the numbers back that up.
Or is it going to be an odd chain game?
I don't know. The Jets defense is pretty good. I don't know if it's going to be an anybody game, but not that they won't produce. It's just the matchups aren't great. I do like Eckler against Las Vegas.
I don't know. I don't like Eckler against. I mean, I guess he did well against.
He's about to get a ton of usage with Justin Herbert sidelined. You know, they're going to go to hit him a lot.
Well, there's all that stuff this last week talking about Joshua Kelly was going to get more touches. And here, Austin Eckler is at 72% snap share. So, I'm not really sure what that was all about.
I mean, both of them are about to get a lot more work with a not Justin Herbert. Easton Stick, with Easton Stick behind the stick. You know, they're about to get a lot of touches. So I'd still take him with that makes, in a win or a loss.
You think that makes Keenan Allen benchable? Oh, yeah. Especially against... Oh, no, wait, that's the Dolphins. Chargers at the Raiders.
Raiders are really only known for... I mean, they're still going to throw the ball, and when they do, they throw it at him, so I'm not super worried about it. He's one of those Mike Allen types who's just a huge body. He gets open. He's kind of, you know, not quarterback dependent.
You did back-to-back games with 16 targets. Three games in a row over 14 targets.
Right. Deebo Samuel started to destroy people these last couple games. He scored a lot, though. So, I mean, I don't know if that's going to, you know, continue, but the light defense at Arizona in week 15, then he's got Baltimore in 16.
Okay. I'm going to get us on some structure, let's talk Mike Sam matchup. Mike's team. Do you think CJ Stroud's going to make it? Is he going to start this week? He's in the protocol.
Yeah, I haven't heard any news one way or the other. So I would think probably so. I don't know. It's one of those things where, like, you've got to imagine they find a way to get him on the field somehow, some way, and no one asks questions. So I would think so.
If not, who do you take? Stafford, Carr, Browning, Ritter? Flacco, who's back on the practice squad?
No, they said Flacco's going to be the quarterback moving forward.
That's what they said, and he's on the practice squad today.
That was the last I heard. When did that happen?
That was the last I heard, too, and he's on the practice squad.
Do you have a news alert sound effect?
Yeah, of course I do. I got all the sound effects.
Oh, I'm waiting.
Yeah, I had to pull up Sleeper because the app is better. The online.
I think you're like breaking the news on this podcast. I don't see this.
Breaking news. Joe Flacco heads back to the practice squad a day ago via RotoWire. He reverted back to the Browns practice squad per the NFL's transaction log. This move is merely procedural after the Browns elevated.
I'm so confused.
Because any team could take him off the practice squad, right? Or does he have to agree to that?
I don't know how that works. At this point, we're definitely rambling.
Yeah, okay. Joe Flacco. Who knows what he's doing?
May or may not play. I wouldn't take him, period, because he's Joe Flacco. I would take probably Matt Stafford because he's got a high floor and cross my fingers.
Yeah.
But
playing Washington. Okay, so moving back on to Mike's team. Hopefully CJ Stroud starting. Maybe he's picking up Stafford. Maybe he's picking up Flacco. Time will tell. Zach Moss had a dud of a game. Do we know, is Jonathan Taylor still going to be out for another week?
I haven't heard anything about Jonathan Taylor's injury, but it was interesting to see, yeah, Zach Moss not do what you thought he was going to, because you know, he's crushing it early on with him out. But
and I always thought the Bengals had a good rush defense or a good pass defense, but bad rush defense. But this would say otherwise.
Yeah, I never really associated them with good any defense really, except for pass rush, I think. But it was an interesting way it shook out. I mean, he got touches, 13, 28 yards is pretty abysmal. Luckily, he got the receiving rate been even worse. But
Zach Moss is a wild card. But I mean, he does have Gus Edwards and Achane on the bench. Achane is the Jet, so that's not a strong play. Edwards is touchdown or bust.
Well, and he's been terrible, like really ever since that rookie Keaton Mitchell started coming around. And really, like, the touchdowns dried up. And when he started not scoring, you know, because he doesn't get a ton of touches a game. He's really relying on, like, short yardage touchdowns and hasn't scored in 2 weeks. And he's scored 5-1 after a 21-8, 19-28, 22. Like, he was crushing it there for a second. But then, yeah, touches
dried up. He scored 10 touchdowns this season, 9 of them between week 7 and week 11.
Yeah. Yep. So
averaging 2 touchdowns a game.
Yeah, he's not the commodity he was when we were talking about him, you know, a month ago. But, you know, yeah, Achane has a chance to, you know, bust one off at any time. So I wouldn't, not that I'd feel uncomfortable starting him, but you take the good and the bad. But yeah, playing
Gus Edwards now. Any thoughts on him picking up Madison for this week?
I wouldn't if I were him.
I was surprised he picked him up at all, which, I mean, he was having the best game of his season. So it was starting to look like a smart move until he got injured.
Yeah, but they're still just, their running game is just atrocious no matter what's happening. They're just, you know, they didn't even score a running back touchdown until week, what was that, 9, 10?
They've scored two running back rushing touchdowns, one from Cam Akers and one from Ty Chandler. Alexander Mattison has zero rushing touchdowns and three receiving.
Yeah, I'm not touching that. No rushing touchdowns.
He's due.
That's incredible. I mean, that's incredible.
But I don't know if I wouldn't start. Well, I don't think he's going to.
He's 168 touches and no touchdowns. Every time you touch the ball, you got a chance to house it. This guy's had 168 chances. Anyways.
Well, he had 74 last year and got 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, regression.
And 1/3 of the yards. But yeah, anyways, I don't think it's going to start him. I have no idea what running backs. Kamara could have another 6 touchdown game against the Giants. Who knows? Kamara's insane. And could be a winner. Ayuk is a wild card. You never know how he's going to do. He's been
having a great season overall, though.
He's been double digits the last 6 weeks. He's got Arizona. Should be good, but maybe it's just Christian McCaffrey running the ball the whole time because they're blowing him out.
But like, you know, double digits from wide receiver, you know, that you drafted – I don't know where you did, probably 5 or 6. I don't know where you got drafted, but you know, I'll take that. The floor is perfect. You know, some weeks are better, but not many are worse. You know, like I said, for where he came off the board, that's a pretty great season. 7th. Oh, he was a keeper. He was a 7th keeper.
Tyreek Hill scored 20 points last time they played the Jets. 100 yards, touchdown. But he is nursing his ankle.
He came back in that game, though, right?
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. They're not going to take any more chances. So, yeah, that could be interesting. If Tyreek is out, that's 30 of Mike's points in an obscene amount of weeks.
Yeah, a player that's won him a lot of weeks by himself, you know, taken out of the equation. You know, you can have that stable of running backs he has for days, but it's hard to replace Tyreek Hill production. I mean, you see what happens when he scores a 7. Mike lost by 50. So, you know, it didn't help that some of the other scores were real low, but, you know, that one is a surprise and shows what happens when he doesn't carry the team.
And then he'll probably start the Niners defense against Cardinals. At least that's what I don't know. Or the Dolphins against the Jets. Either are.
I mean, I don't know. The Jets played pretty good ball on Sunday. I'm not against that. It's got to be the Niners Cardinals, I would think. I mean, the Cardinals have nothing to play for. They're trying to tank at this point. Unless San Francisco is feeling the same way. I mean, I don't know what they're, you know. I assume they have to win to keep the number one seed, but how much are they going to be trying down the stretch?
Giving up some garbage points when it gets out of reach and they just let the players go. But yeah, we're not here to speculate on who Mike's going to start. I think that he's set to depend on some of his other players this week, and we'll see what happens with his quarterback. With CJ Stroud, if he makes it or if he has to pick one up off the waiver wires. But I want to move on to Sam's team and then we'll make some predictions on this game. Sam has Jared Goff as his quarterback and the Lions are playing the Denver Broncos. Not good for good old Jared Goff.
Yeah, they're playing real good football now after that 20-70. All of a sudden, it's like 6 of 7 or something they've won. It's not a great time to play them.
So, Sam might be jumping to the waiver wire, dropping the fumbling fuck face. James Cook has been killing it with, I think, ever since they fired the offensive coordinator.
Well, that makes sense because he had too much talent to not be, you know, playing at this level. You know, he was always this good.
But,
I mean, look at the touches were always there. But now the
look at his
there,
snap percentage, though, since his production's gone up.
Yep.
For those of you not looking at the stats, he has not had more than 46% snap share since he started scoring double digits regularly. So it is an anomaly. But he got 109 yards on 12 touches. So now, the average 9 yards a game, you're going to do pretty good.
The unfortunate part is he's about to run into a brick wall.
Dallas is, they're such a wild card. I don't know.
A wild card.
James Conner. Awesome. How did James Conner, when he played them, he scored one touchdown and 98 yards.
Listen, that was like a year ago. You know, it seemed right. At least it feels like it. It's a different team. They, you know, watch them play the Eagles. It's a whole different team than it was in week, whatever that was, 3 or 4. I would not want to start him as a playoff running back on my team this week. Let me just say that as a forewarning.
That's fair. Javonte Williams, killing it. He gets the Detroit Lions. I think that's a pretty good matchup. He'll get some double-digit points.
Yeah, that's off.
Blow people out of the water, but do good. If Jefferson is able, he was limited today in the practice, considered day-to-day. It was just a precaution going to the hospital. I think he'll be back. He wants to play. I think he'll be back, and I think Mullins is a great fit for him. So he could feed against the Bengals.
Isn't that how you felt about the rookie undrafted guy, and is that how you felt about Josh Dobbs? And
Josh Dobbs killed it for 2 games, and then I started him, and he died.
You killed him, yes.
Or started doing terribly. Addison, I drafted Addison. He's been great-ish. He had a great run. But let's move on to Mr. Consistent, Michael Pittman.
MP. Yes, being a
he will get double digits. Playing Pittsburgh doesn't matter. He'll still get at least 10 points. Maybe another touchdown. He's only got 4.
Yeah, if he could just catch more touchdowns, he'd be a wide receiver 1. Like, I mean, he's close, but
he's a wide receiver 16 with 4 touchdowns. That's insane.
Yeah, if he could, if his team, but, if he was on a better team that scored more touchdowns, he'd be, you know, top 5. In the league, which is weird. Like, nobody talks about it a lot. You know, small market team that's not having a lot of success, but, you know, he real good.
You know what happened to Taysom Hill last week? Why he didn't play?
No, I don't.
I imagine if he's starting, he will get the start over Kyle Pitts. Because he's just more consistent. Pitts is the Panthers. It's in the inner division, I think. But
I didn't watch in that game, but it looked like they may have embraced passing to their players or something. Because what's his face? Drake London finally got targets and went off for like a, you know, .127 or something. So if their passing game can get going, you know, dude's a beast.
He only had 6 targets and 3 catches. He just caught up an impressive touchdown.
Well,
according to Sleeper.
He wasn't doing that before.
And then defense. Philly hasn't been that great, have they? No, they have not.
No, they're bad.
Yeah, Seattle. Jacksonville, the Colts, they've been a good defense. They're number 4. They have Pittsburgh, but Trubisky's been doing pretty good. feel like he might be picking up another defense. Yeah, that's not good. Unfortunately, I do think Mike has the upper hand in this matchup. But I don't think it's impossible for Sam to win.
So really, that's the next question is, how do you think you stack up against Mike if that's who we think is going to come out of the first round?
Oh, my team. Once I figure out who's going to be playing quarterback, minor issue. Kyren Williams is going to be doing great. He's got New Orleans in week 16.
No, I will
Shad
say.
Shad White has been.
I will say here to the public in front of everyone that so far you have been right about Kyren Williams.
Yeah, I mean, how it would have been more absurd if I was wrong. I mean, he had two single-digit games against Cincinnati and Philly, who I think had two good run defenses. That blows my mind that Don dropped him.
Yeah, Don's a dumbass. Okay. Yeah, that was going to be the second part. Okay.
It was 4 weeks. Don dropped him because he wanted to keep Kyler Murray and Justin Fields on his IR.
But who are you targeting in the waivers this week for the quarterback then?
I'll probably tell you. I think I'll just pick them up. I'm thinking it's going to be Stafford. But then I have Kyren Williams and Stafford.
By the time this goes and anybody listens to it, waivers will have run. So.
Yeah, and if you go on and steal a quarterback, I will be very upset.
At this point, that would be like fantasy football terrorism, and I don't want to be like a 9/11 hijacker, so I would not do that.
Sean McDermott, throwback.
Production.
Yeah, I don't want Derek Carr on my team, so it's not going to be him.
I may take this opportunity to do some crazy and pick up, I don't even know, maybe that stud from the Giants or something. What do I got to lose? Play somebody nice. Bailey Zappi.
Tommy DeVito. What a guy.
Tommy DeVito. Tommy Cutlets, as they call him on the interwebs. But, yeah. Maybe. Let's find out.
I have debated Nick Mullins. I mean, I know he like spoke his praises, but I also looked at his stats over the last couple of years. They're not great.
I don't know. First start on the road is not great. Like if you're going to start as a, you know, backup quarterback, you kind of want your first start to be at home. Hostile crowd, you get down early, you get in your feelings. Yeah, in emergency, you want a high floor. I think it's got to be Stafford.
I feel like Stafford is that floor. And I think Kyren Williams, Kyren Williams is sometimes like a wide receiver.
Look at Jake Browning. Touchdowns. Jake Browning playing against the Vikings.
No, dude. The Vikings defense is the 180-degree flip that the Vikings defense and offense did is insane, and nobody's talking about it. What? I mean, yes, they had injuries, but they...
What? Are they good?
Great. Yeah.
When?
When your offense is playing as bad as they've played the last 2 weeks, and you hold the team to zero, like, the Raiders got the ball an absurd amount of times.
Dude, they really were never able to score. Period. They've had some
Vikings defense?
The Vikings defense, yeah. They've been a pretty good defense this season, all in all.
The first couple games were rough.
They're the fifth highest scoring defense this season.
Third.
I would have lost
that. I'm showing.
You're wrong. What?
Sleeper's showing me number three defense.
Number five at 153 points.
Yeah. 153, but rank in STD number three.
Cowboys, I don't know what to tell you. Cowboys, Ravens, Browns, Jets, Vikings.
We got it your way, and we can just kill some more time so Don has to listen to all of this.
Anyways, also let's revel in the fact that the Cowboys have 6 defensive touchdowns. Who more than any other team on this list?
I don't know how to explain it, because if you click on the Vikings defense, what pops up? Player rankings. See what I'm talking about? Defense,
player rankings? No.
Yeah. I'm trying to click it, it pops up. No, I'm on the computer. You click it, it pops up. It says Minnesota Vikings, top of NFC North, player rankings, number 3.
I don't see this. Yeah, player rankings, number 3 defense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I'll tell you, when you rank their points in the players part.
Yeah, well, I did it. I see what you're saying.
Moving on.
They had a rough start to the season when they played Tampa Bay, Philly, Chargers. I guess, yeah, they just had a hard schedule because then they blew out Carolina and Chicago.
You are right. They do seem to be turning it around a little bit.
But they have been unstoppable. And then, I mean, yeah, I guess the Vikings did lose their starting quarterback, starting running back, starting wide receiver, a couple of O-linemen. They lost a handful of people. They couldn't go to their backup quarterback because he was on IR. Mm-hmm. Which is why Nick Mullins is now starting. But that being said, Keenan Allen, I'm worried about. I don't know what's going to happen with him.
Like I mean,
he's a dog. He's going to keep playing. But
he's one of those, like, he's been around forever. He runs good routes. Any quarterback can throw to him. I think he's got to be quarterback proof. He's in that class of DeAndre Hopkins and, yeah, Mike Evans and people like that who they going to eat no matter what. They're going to get their targets because they got to throw to somebody.
I think who I'm most excited about is Zay Flowers. If the Ravens keep using Zay Flowers, I mean, Odell Beckham has been crazy. I feel like he's only playing like half the game and gets 10 targets, but Zay Flowers playing the full game and getting 10 targets, so I feel like he could be a league winner down the stretch.
I don't know if he's going to be a league winner just because the Ravens aren't an offense that throw it a ton. I mean,
okay, that's fair. Kyron Williams, league winner. Zay Flowers, a nice compliment to the league winner.
He's definitely coming into his own. He's getting more targets and producing better. You know, the touchdowns the last 2 weeks haven't hurt, you know, fantasy-wise. So, you know, that's not going to be every week, but in Jacksonville, he should do pretty well. At San Francisco the week after, I'd be scared. But
no, yeah, in San Francisco, you can throw over the top.
No. Good luck.
San Francisco has not been as great as they seem. I will find the receipts and hope that I am correct. San Francisco, number 10 defense. They have allowed 300 yards in the last 2 games. One of those is Seattle, and then 200 against Seattle.
How much of this production do you think is when they're already up 25 points?
They allowed 452 yards to the Vikings. 452.
Okay.
Well, 400 to the Bengals. 386 to the Rams. 362 to the Cardinals before Kyler Murray.
They're still the Niners.
They're a good defense. I'm just saying, if you can get the ball off in time, you can throw it over their head. Their secondary is not as good as their line.
All right,
because,
well,
yeah, they're averaging like 4 sacks a game.
I mean, you will have to back this up in your game against Mike, right? If he comes through in your next week game.
Yeah, he can play the Niners defense, but Flowers is going to be playing. Oh, the Niners. I thought it was Jackson. Okay, yeah. Zay Flowers will outscore the Niners defense in week 16.
Yeah, your playoff matchups with him are San Francisco and Miami. Miami, I feel good about. They were getting, you know, shootouts a lot. It's really that Niners game in week 16 that's the wild card.
So, yeah, all that to say, I think my team looks better than Sam's team going into the playoffs. Well, and then Garrett Wilson. Like, if Zach Wilson's back, I feel better about Garrett Wilson. That's against Washington, who you can definitely throw on.
I just can't believe you're out here playing a guy named Brevin Jordan.
Yeah. He was the yardage leader for the Texans. He was the only tight end there, and C.J. Stroud loves throwing to his tight end. It just happens that C.J. Stroud got knocked the fuck out.
So what happens if C.J. Stroud is out this week? What are you going to do?
I'm going to fucking start Trey McBride. Whoever is going on with the Texans.
Is he coming off bye? Was he just on his bye? He's coming off it, right?
He was on a bye week 14. No, there's no team that have a bye the rest of the year. This is the last bye week. That's why the playoffs got pushed. McBride against the Chicago Bears.
I don't see a lot better on the waiver wire, honestly, now that I look.
And I had Dalton Schultz. I think I dropped him.
I don't know. I think I'll take Hunter Henry. Well, now that Bailey Zappi's quarterback.
Well, yeah, I would have too. He scored 2 touchdowns, but I didn't.
But I'm saying, like, I think he's going to be good these last couple games because Bailey Zappi is way better than Mac Jones.
Well, who's Mike's tight end? Should I pick up Hunter Henry just in case?
Mike's tight end.
Oh, no, it's TJ Hawkins. He's not going to drop him. He's not going to bend him.
No.
So, yeah, I don't have to worry about that. I just need to pick up all of the quarterbacks possible. So let's get Joshua Kelly off my team.
Well, listen, just remember I said Hunter Henry is going to go off when he goes off.
Hockey he went off this week. You're a week late.
But, like, he's going to keep going off.
Hunter Henry.
I think he
Kansas City, Denver.
50 yards and a touchdown in that game.
Denver is worst against defending against tight ends. It's not a bad take. Yeah, maybe I'll have to pick him up just in case. But then I had to start him over Trey McBride, who's been killing it.
He was getting peppered with targets the week before their bye.
He's got 9.799 in the last 4 weeks. So
yeah, they were throwing their tight ends a ton.
I don't know why we're talking about my team because this is going to be next week's conversation if we have a podcast next week. And
it's still a playoff podcast. We're just assessing lineups.
That's true. I think after this conversation, we can definitely put me in third place over whoever you put in third place.
Don,
which is Don. So let's talk about this. It's just a great segue into Don versus Silliman. Don versus Silliman. Don's team is good.
Don's team is.
Except for the little present that you gave him. Oh, I guess he's been great, except for this week.
Yeah, I mean, he cooled off a little bit. He was crushing it early on. And I mean, they just had weird down week, but I think they're gonna
look at his playoff schedule though. I don't think so. He's gonna get shadowed by Patrick Surtain, who's I think still good. I have no idea, but I assume he is.
Also plays a position that's like if you win by 40, you had a part to do with it, and you're good. If you're down by 40, they're gonna throw to you a ton, and you're still gonna get numbers. But they're still going to throw it to him a ton. I mean, the Cowboys shut him down because they shut everybody down.
Yeah, Amon-Ra doesn't have a good playoff schedule, but I think Don has.
I mean, they played Minnesota before, right? Where's
nope.
Oh, they got to play twice.
No, the schedule's dumb. They play him twice in the last 4 weeks.
That will get interesting.
He found a great substitution for Mark Andrews.
Yeah, he's been, I mean, at least for 1 week, looking like a, you know, mini Mark Andrews, and could keep it up. Again, they're going to hit San Francisco 2 weeks from now. So we'll see how he does against, you know, a starter defense. But, you know, if he can slot into that role, you know, they were throwing him a ton just in that scheme.
Yeah, remember when I said Devin Singletary was going to do good and you laughed at me and I was just a game too late?
I do remember that.
But I got Karen Williams and Don got Devin Singletary, so I'll take it. He does have it. Oh, no. He has a pretty shitty playoff matchup.
I said Mike Evans was one of those guys who always has a perfect floor. He got a 1.3.
Perfect.
After a
six targets, though.
Scoring on there.
Peripherals. Yeah,
nice corner for a while. And he's got a pretty light schedule. Green Bay, Jacksonville, Saints. I'll take that.
No, I don't know. Saints with Lattimore. Lattimore shuts him down.
Yeah.
100% of the time. It's the only person who can do it. De'Ernest Johnson.
He's going to get that far. That's three games from now, so.
Yeah, I think he obviously has a strong team. Put up 137 points in the last game of the season. I think his big thing is starting Kyler Murray or Justin Fields. Starting the right one, except it's probably easy because Kyler Murray plays the 49ers and Justin Fields plays the Browns. So not easy. They both are terrible matchups. Who do you start?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I normally just lean running quarterbacks just to lean running quarterbacks.
They both run. Well, but, yeah, they both run.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, normally I would pick whichever one runs as the tiebreaker here, but they both do it. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's a toss-up. Because how do you know how the Bears are going to play? I don't know what Bears team is going to show up. Like, they've looked real good some days, and they've looked real bad some days. They're just hard to trust. Like, even a matchup you think is going to be great. I don't know.
Well, then Fields has a pretty good floor.
Yeah.
Lowest game was 11. Highest game was 38.
Yeah.
In Arizona, who knows? I think I would go to Justin Fields.
Well, and
because the Niners are pissed. They're out for blood.
Well, and like last game, you know, Kyler Murray only had 13 completions. You know, fantasy wise, that's scary. That's atrocious. You know, you just need more volume. I don't know what. I guess I'll go back and look at what.
It was a wet game. I remember that.
Yeah, Justin Fields was.
And one of them was a Trey McBride touchdown that got called back.
Yeah, 12 rushing attempts for Justin Fields. That's a ton for a quarterback.
Kyler Murray had 9 in that game. That he had 13 completions.
Yeah. And like we said, they both run, but. So, anyways, I guess all that
blabbering. He fumbled it twice.
If I had to pick something, I would give my edge to Justin Fields. That's who I'd be starting.
Yeah, I agree. Mostert, he has a tough matchup against the Jets. Eckler should be getting the ball more, but the coach keeps saying he's not. So, but he's got the Raiders. I think Eckler will do fine. He could be game winner. Debo is just killing it.
By the way, my fancy app thing has you in 5th, actually, not 4th.
Well, that's where I would have been if a field goal was made, but it wasn't, so sucks to your app.
Got Teddy, Mike, Don, Ass, Silliman in there, you, Billy Vegas, Utah, and Sam.
Keep going.
Top eight. Lucky Ducks, All Time Joe, Bazooka Sharks. And then that's where it stops.
That's what I wanted to do.
All right, moving on to ass. Unlike your team, that's actual ass.
Thank you.
Jake's team. You can trade away parts, and I think the part you got is doing better than the part you gave away.
What are you talking about?
Is that true? How's Gabe Davis doing?
Oh, he had a week where he did well. He didn't do well last week. He had a zero. But, I mean, didn't matter at that point. It hasn't mattered for a while.
Right.
But he had 20 last week. He went 8-0-20-0.
Yeah, I guess that's Gabe Davis.
Yep.
Okay, well, we're not here to talk about that. Team S, does he have what it takes to beat Don? Tua throws the Jets, which is not good.
He can do it.
ETN came back down to earth. And that's Baltimore, which isn't good.
Yeah, Tua did terrible.
Joe Mixon has the Vikings, which isn't good. Diggs has the Cowboys, which isn't good.
Yeah, he's going to get shut down.
Amari Cooper has Chicago, which is great. Njoku. And Jigba, who's gone through Don's team and my team.
He's playing Philly. Soft Philly matchup there.
You know,
Jackson Smith and Jigba has played San Francisco, Dallas, San Francisco. 4, 8, and 3 points.
And the Rams before that at 5.
Yeah,
that's I mean he's the third. Yeah, he's the third wide receiver. If Lockett or Metcalf are out, he'll do good. But otherwise I don't think he's gonna be that great. But he does have Russ. I think Russ, surprisingly, would be a good start against. I don't know if I'd start Tua against.
I was gonna say you'd have the balls in your first round matchup game to bench Tua for Russell Wilson.
Last time Tua played the Jets, he got 6 points. He threw two picks and fumbled it once. I mean, the fact that I don't have to do it, yeah, definitely would do it.
You know who has the most passing yards in the league?
It's Brock Purdy, isn't it? Or it's probably whoever we're talking about. Oh, I guess that's, yeah. It's if we're talking air yards, though. He throws the ball 15 yards and Tyreek Hill does the rest.
You ready to start counting down to Russell Wilson?
I bet you
2, 3.
Russell Wilson outscores 5, Tua. 6,
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. So, just saying. You think that Russell Wilson can outscore
Tua? Yes. I think so. He definitely can. Will he? Maybe. I think he will.
If Tua outscores Russell Wilson, then next time that we do the podcast, when we start, you have to call me daddy.
How about you just rename my team if Tua outscores Russ?
Okay.
If Tua outscores Russell Wilson, you rename my team. Oh, that doesn't really help me at all because... Well, no, I'll name your team something. I'll figure it out. James Conner. San Francisco. Yeah, Jake has a big hill to climb.
Yeah, all these matchups are terrible.
The only good match. I mean, even the defense, the Jets defense has the Dolphins. So that's the other thing, if he plays Tua and the Jets do great, cool, but Tua does terrible. If Tua does great, the Jets do terrible.
Yeah, he's got to do something there because that's a terrible thing to do to yourself in the playoffs is to cap your scoring potential like that, because they can't both go off. I mean, they can, but they can't.
I think Jake
on the faith in the Browns,
because Jake's allowed to rename his team, right? It's just a one game thing.
I don't know what the precedent is there.
I think it's a one game thing. I think Jake should rename his team. You should bring it back, Broncos country or Steelers country, or Let's Ride, and start Russell Wilson and George Pickens.
Okay, we'll see how that plays out.
I wouldn't start George Pickens. That was incorrect. But I would start Russell Wilson.
Yeah, George Pickens is a little bitch.
But all that being said, I don't think it matters who he starts. I think Don is going to crush him. I'm sorry, Jake. Rooting for you, but your team has ass matchups. I think for time's sake, we won't talk about too much of the consolation. Let's just say, who's your favorite going into playoffs to win the consolation bracket?
Me.
You? That's Tori. Tori is going to win.
Yeah, Tori is going to win this. I think he's the best. I mean, I don't know. Vegas has put up some good numbers a lot of weeks this season. Just put up 131 and a win, you know, this past weekend. So, you know, I think those are probably the favorites going in. I could see either of them taking it, but I have been a fan of Tori's team this entire season throughout the struggles, we'll call them. So that would be my, I don't know, the favorite in my heart and hopefully my head as well.
I mean, you could do it.
No. No, I can't.
I would Jordan bet
loves,
on it.
Jordan loves stank. Trevor Lawrence is on one leg. I got no bench depth. Najee Harris is back to sucking. Chris Olave's always sucked. Gabe Davis is Gabe Davis. Dalton Knox screwed up both of them. I'm pissed.
I thought that might happen.
Picked up the Houston defense in two leagues. And they lost to the Jets 30-6.
It's got to be the highest scoring Jets. Yeah, they didn't have an offensive touchdown for like six weeks or something, didn't they?
That's just how my fantasy season has gone. But I digress. Yeah, my team blows. I will not be winning the tournament. But I do think it's going to be either Toy or Vegas.
All right. Any last thoughts before we close it down? We also drop off my team. Well, no, we can talk about that later. But any last thoughts before we shut it down for the week and then maybe come back next week to talk about my matchup versus Sam because he somehow beats Mike?
He's not going to, but it will be interesting to see how it goes. I don't think there are a lot of matchups that I feel super confident about. So it won't surprise me if there are some upsets. I don't think that's going to be one of them. But it'll be interesting to see who we're talking about when we hopefully sit down next week.
All right. Well, for Dan Wood, I'm Steve Gang. Thanks for joining, and we will talk to you next week.